Ready or not, here we come. The corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. We're going to be talking about today the ultimate value proposition. I looked at this and it's so funny. I was telling my friend Craig yesterday that through this journey of proverbs, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, I've found that it's almost as if God is laughing, saying, like, give me another challenge. I'll show you through wisdom that I can answer anything. And I'm like, God, are you serious? Wisdom, like, this stuff is 3,000 years old. There's no way that you can answer the questions that most of us have in today's society. And this is where I would say to my pops all the time, you have no idea what we're going through right now. This is new stuff. And my pop would be like, there's nothing new under the sun. Boy, there is principle-based wisdom. There's principles. And when you understand the principles of whatever business it is, it makes it very simple. And here's the thing. What I found is over time that there's one thing that powers everything and has the power to change everything. And it's the vibe. It's not the energy that you bring into the room. It's the energy that people feel when you leave. And imagine that. Your leadership style doesn't really matter. Your culture is irrelevant and your systems won't work. What if I said that? But the one caveat is, depending on how the people feel about the leadership, about the culture, about the systems. See, we can have all the greatest things in the world, but if the people don't feel great about them, it doesn't matter. And that's what the vibe is. And so it's amazing because when I come into the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, what God keeps saying to me is, son, there's a couple of principle-based things, and I'm going to show them to you. And if you use these, you can switch them around depending on the circumstance. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the ultimate value proposition, and this one absolutely blew my mind. So why don't you say we get this party started? Ultimate value proposition. If any of you have been on Facebook or on Instagram or on TikTok or on YouTube, if you're watching now, I want to thank you. If you have, you've experienced these things and they're age old. It's amazing because we're going to go through a couple of things. The ultimate value proposition, think about this. It has a hook. It has a niche. It has the benefits. It has the price. It has the value. It has the credibility and then the ease of purchase. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But it's amazing because it was written 3,000 years ago. And in the text that we're going to be reading from, if you use this, you could create a value proposition in any aspect, whether it be in your business, in your family, and you know, and so wherever you're at. My wife said this to me. I got done, came off stage one time in Disneyland. There was a convention there that I was speaking for. It was amazing. It was like 2,500 people. They all went nuts, got a standing ovation. It was exciting to deliver a keynote like I do throughout the country for companies, organizations, and conventions. And when I came off, I asked the people, what'd you take? And they all told me a bunch of stuff that I didn't say. And then I got really down and my wife pulled me aside and she's like, why are you down? We're at Disneyland because we went there after the convention. And I said, well, I'm kind of sad because no one listened to what I said. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, well, I asked the people what they took from what I said. And she smacked me on the head and she was like, dummy, people won't see what you do. They won't hear what you say. They'll only hear where they're at. So where you're at in your life today, you're going to hear a different message. But what I want you to do is put on those glasses, read it from that lens, or hear it from that lens, or watch it from that lens, and allow it to speak to you. Because what happens is the word comes alive. See, when we first start reading Proverbs, we'll read it, and then it'll start to read us. And the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, if you have not checked out this entire series, go on YouTube. If you're on it right now, thank you. Go on YouTube and watch Wisdom and the Vibe. It's in the playlist. And also, there's going to be times where I stutter when I read, and I just want to let you know, because I don't read that well. I never have. And to be able to get on screen and read it, you know, is nerve-wracking at first. But I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage you to give you permission to do the things that maybe you're not that great at, because for you to be good at it, you got to suck at it first. And my parents gave me that permission very, very early on. But watch this value proposition. You could use this in your business. You could use this in your relationships. You could use this in any aspect, especially if you're in sales. And watch this. The value proposition, number one, is the hook. So the first question that God asked me this morning was, do you hear the call? And it was like, okay, well, what call? See, it hooked me. Like, what call are you talking about? Do you hear the call? And in verse 1-3 in Proverbs 8, it says, doesn't wisdom call out? Do you not understand? Does not understanding raise her voice? There was one of the stutters. At the highest points along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she cries aloud. And then the second one that he asked me was, who's this available to? Imagine this. Imagine you're watching an infomercial. A person yells out a hook. This happens every time. Adley just let me know of this. She said, there's a hook in the first 3 seconds that you create a curiosity gap, and you don't answer that curiosity gap into the last 3 seconds of the video. This is the syntax for success in so many areas, and people are using it, but it comes from 3,000-year-old wisdom. It's amazing. So the hook is first. Number two is the niche. Who is it available to? In verse 4 and verse 7, in verse 4 it says, to you, O people, I call out, I raise my voice to all mankind. Well, there's the niche, all mankind. And then it says here, who is it available to? Verse number 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. See, God's wisdom is not for, if you're a business with 100 people to 1,000 people, or 1 to 10, or when people talk about niche that way, what God is saying is the niche is people. There's only one business in the world and one business only, and that's the people business. You take the people out of the business, you have no business at all. If you build the people and allow the people to build the business, then it'll have sustainable growth. So question number 3 in this is, what's the benefits? This is when I stand back, when I get hooked in, and then I find out who it's for, then I ask, like, what's the benefits? What is the feel-good benefits? Well, in verse 5-9, it gives a lot of benefits, and it's prudence, trustworthiness, the right way, the truth, just discernment, knowledge, insight, and power. But it waited till the power part, because watch this, in verse 5-9, it says, you who are simple gain prudence. That means you who just think about today gain prudence, the thought of the future. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. And in verse 12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. Imagine if you had prudence, knowledge, and discretion in your business, or that was a part of my value offer. You would want it, right? And then the number 14, counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. Insight and power, right? So when we hear this, when we hear the hook the first time, and then we find out who it's for, then we find out a few benefits, then guess what? We want to know the price. Like, tell me the price. How many times have you ever been on an infomercial or anything like that, and a person been like, they're telling you, and you don't get the price? This happens if you've ever been to buy a car. This makes me so angry. My brother went into a car dealership one time and I was with him, and the guy just kept going, and I'll talk to my manager and I'll be right back, and I'll talk to my manager. Just tell me the price. So the price is, it's great because in verse 13, it says, what is the question was, what is the admission? So in verse 13, it says, it's very simple. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. So act right, talk right. That's the price. There's no hidden costs. And then in question number five is, can I take it to the bank? So like, what's the true value? Can I take it to the bank? And then in verse 10 through 11 and verse 18 through 21, it compares instruction to silver, knowledge to gold, wisdom to rubies. For the person who maybe can't get gold because it was the most valuable at the time, silver is what your, like, your top end is. Okay, it's more valuable than that. Gold is your thing. It's more value than that. Oh, well, I like jewels. It's more valuable than that. Art, it's more valuable than that. Bitcoin, it's more valuable than that. And then the next question was, how do I know I can trust you? Is the credibility. In verse 22 through 31, it goes through and it gives the history. I won't read the whole thing, but I want to give you a few of them. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works before the deeds of the old. I was formed ages ago at the very beginning when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth. And it goes on to verse 31, and it talks about the credibility, the history, and why wisdom is so very important, right? And then the last one is the ease of purchase, or how do I start? Like, okay, cool. I got your hook, right? I got your hook. I know who it's for. I know the benefits. I know the price. I know the value. I trust you now. I know the value, I trust you now, the credibility, and now how do I purchase it? Like, what's the ease of purchase? And he says it down here. Now then, my children, in verse 32, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instructions and be wise. It's very, very simple. Now, imagine this. This is wisdom's call to us, but imagine if you replace wisdom's call with your product. Imagine you replace wisdom's call with your culture. With whatever it is, imagine in your marriage, if you said, like, the hook, like, do you hear me? Do you have a statement that you can bring someone's attention to you right off the bat? Let them know who it's for. It's for you, honey. What are the benefits of it? Like, what are the feel-good benefits? What's the price? What's the value? What's the credibility and the ease of purchase? So you take away all the friction from them stepping in and being able to take a hold of it. And what God is saying to us this whole entire time is, look, what's the hook? Wisdom is calling out. I am calling out. And who am I calling out to? I'm calling out to you, all of mankind. What's the benefits? Prudence, trustworthiness, righteousness, trust, discernment, knowledge, insight, power. What's the price? The price of admission is very, very simple. Just listen to me. What's the value? Can I take it to the bank? Yes, it's more valuable than silver, gold, rubies. What's the credibility? I'll tell you my history if you spend time with me. And lastly, all you need to do is listen to me, and I will provide. I will provide that wisdom. So the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, never, never, never disappoints. It is absolutely phenomenal. Proverbs 8 today, 3,000-year-old wisdom that's applicable in your business, in your leadership, in your systems, in your culture. And I believe it's the ultimate value proposition. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.